No, he's on vacation. He won't be back till Sunday. I don't know what he's doing Sunday night, lady. Well, if it's any of your business, I'm taking care of his house while he's in Hawaii. All right, all right. I'll add your name to the list.
Genevieve. 8, 9, 10, 11. Phew. No wonder he doesn't want to get married.
Just put him right down there, boy.
Did you have a good time in Hawaii?
Yeah, my credit cards did. I stayed in my room.
Shy type, huh?
No, it rained every day I was there, man. Yeah. I left 3 days early. Now I know why they put them little umbrellas in them drinks. How much are you?
$15.
And 15.
Thanks a lot, pal. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
I'm warning you. I have a weapon.
It's me, Grouse.
What are you doing home early?
I live here, remember?
Okay, you can come in for a minute. But please be quiet.
What's going on? Why do you have that cheese board?
Oh, I thought you were a burglar.
A cheese burglar? Was your company?
Yeah. Well, why don't you, go to an all-night diner?
Your company's staying over?
Yeah.
You little alpine vixen, you.
Arnold?
Arnold's out of town.
Well, well, yodelay, hee-hoo.
Nobody, Mama. It was a wrong door.
Mama? Your mother's here? Well, this is a woman I've got to meet.
Tomorrow. The next day, in the meantime, get lost.
Meet her.
Will you please?
Come on.
No. Ah, I thought I heard voices.
Well, 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 you must be Mrs. Krause.
Fritzy, just call me Fritzy.
Nice to meet you, Fritzy.
I know who you are. All Gretchen does is talk about you night and day.
Well, don't believe everything she says.
Ah, you're just being modest. Gretchen thinks the fault of you. Oh.
This Gretchen?
Mama, you look very tired. Won't you have a long plane ride tomorrow? Why don't you go upstairs to bed?
I think I would like a little nosh before I go to bed.
Oh, nosh, good idea. You go up to bed. I'll bring you a nosh.
Now, Gretchen, we haven't even had a chance to talk.
Mama!
Gretchen, leave her alone. Here, come on, Fritzy, sit down. Gretchen will bring you something to eat.
Thank you very much. Arnold, you have a lovely place.
Thank you very much. Arnold?
Help me in the kitchen, Arnold.
What's going on here, Krause? She thinks I'm Arnold.
You have to do it now. She thinks you live here.
I do live here, but why does she think I'm Arnold?
Well, see, you only have to pretend to be Arnold for one night.
What are you two doing in there?
Nothing. You owe me, Benson. I house that for you.
Gretchen, my stomach is growling.
Oh, Mama, I'm coming, Mama, dear. Here is your nosh, Mama.
Oh, isn't Anna going to join us?
Oh, well, he's not a big one for cheese.
Nonsense, snookums. I love cheese.
You do? Arnold?
Yes. Of course, as long as it's just for one night. I wouldn't want any cheese tomorrow night.
Oh, no, no. It's just tonight. Tomorrow, it's the friendly skies.
Oh, you two are so cute together. Come on, Arnold. Give old Fritzy a kiss.
Okay, Fritzy. Just one. I have to save some for my Gretchy Witchy.
You tell me Anna was Hawaiian. I suppose you two spent your honeymoon in Hawaii.
Honeymoon? Oh, boy, she is just...
full of surprises. Come into the kitchen with me, my little sauerkraut.
Be my grandma.
Why does she think you're married to Arnold?
I sent her an announcement saying we were getting married. And then when we didn't get married...
You didn't bother to tell her.
It would break her heart.
Are you two smooching in here? Are you?
Well, actually, Fritzy, Gretchen has a little secret that she wants to tell you. Isn't that right, Gretchen?
Yeah. Oh, we are going to have a baby.
How do you get yourself into these situations?
I didn't get myself into this situation. It was Krause.
Well, it's nice of you to pretend to be Arnold.
Well, it's over now. She's gone. Krause put her mother on the plane to Bavaria this morning.
Good morning, Governor. Good morning, Arnold.
Good morning, Governor. Good morning, Arnold.
If I kill Gretchen, would Arnold go to jail?
Mama's plane was grounded because of the rain, a storm that came in from Hawaii.
Ah, there's another plane that leaves at 4 this afternoon.
All right. Who rewrote my bond proposal?
Not now, Clayton.
No, let me guess. Could it have been my old friend, Benson Dubois?
We'll ask him when we see him. Goodbye, Clayton.
Governor, are you going to let Benson get away with this?
Clayton, we really shouldn't be discussing this in front of Arnold Lumditter.
Arnold Lumditter?
Arnold Lumditter.
Yeah, you know Arnold, Gretchen's husband, who just met Gretchen's mother for the first time. Is that right?
Yeah. That's
right.
Arnold. Good old Arnold. Heck of a fella. Regular guy. Nothing like that Benson Dubois.
Hey, you better be careful what you say about Benson. He and Arnold are very close.
I'm sure they are.
But you wouldn't contradict me if I said that Benson was an overrated, semi-competent paper pusher, would you?
I think I can speak for Benson when I say, Clayton, why don't you freeze your teeth and take your tongue for a sleigh ride?
Well, Arnold, when you see Benson, tell him I think he's a real schnook, okay? Oh, I've always prayed for a chance like this.
My nose is broken.
It's like a lot of us are getting our prayers answered.
You broke my nose.
Why were you smelling the door?
Now, Pete, what do you want?
I was just going to get something to eat.
Oh, well, I've got some beef jerky in my desk. So why don't you and me go to my office and do some government stuff?
I don't think the storm is going to let up.
And I got a couple of days left on my vacation. I just think I'll go to my office, get my jacket, and go home.
I have a message for you. That's from Jill.
Jill?
She said she met you on the flight to Hawaii.
Oh. Where is she?
Stewardess Lounge at the airport. There's the number.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Jill.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Put the phone down, Klaus.
Yeah. It's raining cats and jammer outside.
Oh, why do you have to call her now?
Because she's charming, intelligent, and between flights.
You don't need her. You got me.
I don't want you. I want her.
I couldn't help but overhear.
Tell her, Krause.
What is it? I mean, what's going on? Why are you two fighting?
It's nothing, Mama, nothing.
Fritzy, it is not my place to be telling
you
this, but...
Please.
Gretchen and I...
Don't tell her.
...are...
She'll be so ashamed.
...getting a divorce.
Thank you, Arnold.
I am really disappointed in myself.
if and there is a baby involved.
The baby, we've got the baby.
I'm not leaving this country until the two of you get back together.
Oh, darling.
I don't believe you.
Fritzy, this whole thing is ridiculous now.
Button your face. Now, I am in charge. You will listen to a vice ahead. Go put yourself in the car.
But, Mama...
Move it!
Yeah, Mama.
Ari, sit down.
Fritzy!
Sit!
Yes, Mama.
You are a nice man. I can see that. Heaven knows my daughter. She is not easy to get along with. She's just like her papa. But don't worry. Everything is going to turn out wonderful.
The original.
So what is this all about?
Oh, nothing really. We just stopped by.
All of you just stopped by.
Benson, you've got to help Miss Krause.
Pete, we were going to work up to it.
The cat's out of the bag now. We can do it, Benson.
Do what?
Well, we wanted to
have the door.
Benson. Miss Krause needs your help. She wants you to have dinner with her and her mother and try and work things out.
Forget it.
Okay, Clayton, you win the dollar. Sweetness didn't work.
Miss Krause put you all up to this?
Benson. To put it simply, if Miss Krause can't do her job, it affects the way we do our job.
And if we don't do our jobs well, it affects the entire state.
See, Pete? This is called working up to it.
And if you project that out, if the people of this state are unhappy, it could affect the entire nation.
Right. Hey, if the entire nation is unhappy, well, then the whole world is messed up.
So what you're saying is, if I have dinner with Miss Krause and her mother, it'll solve the problems in the Middle East.
Benson, Miss Krause needs you. You're her friend.
And that's a good enough reason for me to make a fool of myself?
Just good a reason as any.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? I'll do it.
I knew
they'd talk you into it. You are such a schnook.
I am not a schnook. I'm a lum ditter.
Mama, you look lovely.
You look great. Let's drink the beer.
You two sit. I'll get the beer.
Yeah. Has he thought of any names for the baby?
The baby? Oh, yeah, the baby. Well, if it's a girl, we thought we'd name her Ermintrude.
Oh, that's nice. A German name, yeah. I suppose if it's a boy, you'll give it a Hawaiian name.
Yeah, Don Hope.
Here we go.
Okay, everybody, wake up.
Oh, who the hell is that? Darling.
I'll get it. You two keep drinking.
Hi. Is this the home of the Limbo King?
Jill.
My flight got grounded because of the storm, and I thought maybe we could... Oh! You have company.
No, they're not company.
Hello. I'm Arnold's mother-in-law.
Oh. Who's Arnold?
This is my friend Jill Fletcher.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. I'm Fritzy, and this is Arnold's wife, Gretchen.
Hello. Sorry we can't chat. We are having dinner.
You're just in time. Let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you. You have got to get rid of her.
You're right. Okay, I've got a plan. What I'll do is I'll take her to dinner, and after dinner I'll try to figure out a way to keep her occupied.
I have a better plan. Jill... There's not enough food for you, so there's no sense in sticking around.
But that's ridiculous, Gretchen. I mean, mean, she's skinny as a ski pole. No, she can't eat much. Come on, we'll get something out of the kitchen.
Who are those women?
Well, have you heard of the Big Brother organization?
Uh-huh.
Well, these are not them. These people are bag ladies from the neighborhood.
Well, who's Arnold?
Oh, Arnold is an imaginary son-in-law. If they should bring him up, all you do is smile and nod knowingly. Good?
I was right. There's plenty of food. Are you hungry, Arnold?
Oh, yes, Arnold's very hungry. Isn't that right, Jill?
Uh-huh.
The roast will be ready in 10 minutes. Arnold, why don't you get a beer for Jill?
No, no, let me get it.
Did you hear? Arnold and Gretchen are going to have a baby.
Oh, that should be interesting.
What happened while I was gone?
They told me about the baby.
The baby? I always forget the baby. Oh, Jill, look, come into the kitchen. I must tell you something.
No! Oh, Jill can't stay. I'm having the baby. Oh.
You can't be having the baby. You've only been pregnant 24 hours.
She's really pregnant?
Yeah, and this is the proud papa.
You're the what?
Just smile and nod.
The picture.
No, it's not what you think. No.
I meet creeps like you on the plains all the time.
I'll get your coat.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, Jill. Wait.
Don't touch me, Arnold.
No, I'm not Arnold.
That's right. You're slime.
Welcome to the home.
Fritzy, there is no marriage. It's all a lie.
I know it seems that way, but we can work it out.
No, no, read my lips. Gretchen and I are not married in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
I know that you feel the flame has gone out, but the embers are still there.
The embers is kaput! You couldn't melt snow on the warmth in this relationship.
Won't you try, Arnold?
No, stop calling me Arnold!
Now look what you've done. You made my mama cry.
For goodness sakes, Krause, grow up!
I suppose you were right all along. I should have told Mama the truth from the beginning.
Oh, why on earth didn't you? Why do we have to go through all of this?
Benson, in my village, there were 7 girls born the year I was. And by the time we were all teenagers, on Saturday nights, they had dates. I sat home and waxed my toboggan.
Well, what has that got to do with what we're talking about?
Oh, don't you understand, Benson? Mama never said anything, but I knew she was ashamed of me. The other girls all got husbands. I got a shiny toboggan.
Oh, Krause, how do you know what your mother was thinking? Did you ever sit down and talk to her about it?
Oh, it's too late now. I told too many lies.
It's not too late.
It's better than Mama thinks. I married and failed. They never married at all.
Oh, for goodness sake, Krause, your brain doesn't work at all. Okay, stop crying. If you still want me to pretend to be Arnold, I'll do it. But just until she leaves.
You would do that for me?
Of course, I'm your friend.
You mean it?
Temporarily.
Gretchen, is this true? Have you been lying to your mother?
Oh, Mama, it's true. Everything I told you was a lie. This is not Arnold. I'm not pregnant, and we're not married.
But that doesn't matter, Fritzy. Any man would be lucky to have your daughter. Krause is a fine woman.
I know that. But who are you, anyway?
My friends call me the Lone Hawaiian.
Mama, I'll explain everything to you. You go on up to bed now. I'll be right up.
Lone Hawaiian?
Benson, thank you. You are a true friend.
Nice family, but they are a little strange.
We hear you.